Of course, made it official there, your resignation program, 9 years as a head coach here. Man, what a run.
Yeah, you know, it's I say it in a very sad heart. You know, I'm not quite ready to leave yet, but, you know, it's time. My family, my brothers live in Wichita, so I'm kind of ready to move closer to my brothers and, you know, be an aunt and, you know, spend my summers, like, with my family. You know, because I've always been spending my summers with my softball family, which is it's been a blessing. So, you know, I never really ever had intentions of being a head coach, but the opportunity came up and I saw that, you know, these girls really could have a good potential playing softball here. So I just kind of went with what I knew, and I guess it's just worked out in my favor.
Well, you come in at 2015. It's been a program that had some success in years past, but didn't have a lot of experience in 2015. And boy, I think 2016 was your big year. You guys end up losing in the regional semis. I think it was to TMP, but that seemed to be the one that really got everybody energized and excited. And you guys were close again in 2018. Had a kind of a tough run, but 2021 on, it's been something special.
Yeah, you know, like my first year that I was head coach, we'd won 4 games, and I guess the year before I took over, it was they won 4 games or they got run ruled, and I don't think we got run ruled once my first year, and honestly, that was a goal that I had. I said I just want to get run ruled, and you know, the next year, I think Caitlin Roberts was a sophomore that year that I think we went like 17-3, and I mean, that was team history, right? You know, program history right there, just winning that many games in a row. And I think we had like a 10-game winning streak. So those group of girls were just special. You know, they played really well at basketball too, and they took the Lady Beavers to state. So I was just really blessed with a lot of good girls that were very coachable and just fun to be around.
What's been probably some of your favorite memories being the Lady Beaver head coach?
Honestly, just every girl that I've ever coached has just given me a smile every day. And to be honest, like just seeing a girl hit like their first home run and seeing their like face light up, like to this day, I still see Bailey Lotta's face when she hit her first home run and coming around third base. And I just always think of that and see how excited they are to, you know, to play the game of softball. And, you know, I love seeing the younger girls out here to watch the older girls play. And I just, even today when I was walking through the school, the girls were talking about like how the high school girls were doing their hair. So I just like having a, you know, a good positive program, and just, I don't know, you know, of course the best memories I have is going taking the girls to state for the first time. So and just, you know, winning regionals. So it's just been awesome all the way around. I'm very happy with what I have.
Yeah, interesting thing for you, coach. You've been I mean, you're the head coach here for softball. You take them to help guide them to the first ever state trip last year, and then, of course, again here this year. But you're also an assistant for basketball, and that was program-breaking, getting them to state. So, I mean, some of your memories, not only in softball, but also being an assistant in basketball or whatever, they've been some pretty special ones.
Yeah, and I think it just shows you that, you know, the girls here at this town, they are willing to put the work in. They just need some guidance. And, you know, when I came here, you know, for my interview, they said that, you know, the girls program is just not very good, you know, blah, 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 and they just are not dedicated. But to be honest, I really haven't seen that. I mean, these girls come to weights, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning. They go to volleyball. They go to basketball in the mornings at 6. You know, they travel all across Kansas just to play basketball, volleyball, and softball. So for people to say that our girls aren't dedicated, I think that, you know, the last 10 years, they've really proved that differently.
Well, thank you for everything, Coach, and we'll see you around.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.